Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Tension prevails in Belgium during third day of lockdown. Belgian prosecutors said Monday that anti-terrorism raids have resulted in five more arrests, bringing the total to 21 as the capital of Brussels remains on the highest level of alert. Brussels subway system and its schools are closed again today as wary residents face a third day of lockdown and another work week overshadowed by the massive manhunt. European Commission President Donald Tusk spoke with reporters about the Islamic State threat.
I deeply believe that terrorists will not intimidate us, because in fact freedom and solidarity is much stronger than fear and violence. It's also our political obligation to be together against this dramatic challenge, maybe the biggest one in our times.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Malian authorities are continuing their search for at least three suspects they believe are connected to Friday's deadly jihadist attack on the Radisson Blue Hotel in the capital of Bamako. Now, that one killed 19 people. A representative from Northern Mali separatist group said the assault on the hotel was an attempt to derail its fragile peace accord signed in June. Israeli authorities reported a Palestinian stabbing attack Monday near a market in central Jerusalem, a day after a series of incidents in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Police said Monday's attack involved two women with scissors stabbing a man before they were shot by a police officer. On Sunday, the military said a Palestinian stabbed a 21-year-old woman multiple times in the head and chest before nearby officers shot him dead. This is VOA News.